Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech short in less than 2 minutes. Samsung says it doesn't have a revised ship date for the Galaxy Fold. Samsung initially planned to release the device last month, but delayed it due to screen issues. The firm has emailed US pre-order customers, advising them their orders will be cancelled unless they contact the company by the 21st. Microsoft announces a new open-source software designed to detect ballot hacking attempts. Known as ElectionGuard, the tools have been deployed in partnership with election technology firm Galois. ElectionGuard promises to be able to monitor vote systems and identify when ballot tampering has occurred. Microsoft expects to begin real-world testing this year. Also, Microsoft teases Minecraft AR game, Edge browser for macOS, Windows Terminal, and more at the company's Build conference. At the same event, Microsoft unveiled the new Fluid Framework collaborative developer platform and improved conversational features for Cortana. Apple doesn't tell the world when it buys another company, but in reality, it's quietly snapping up startups all the time. This weekend, CEO Tim Cook told CNBC that Apple purchases a new company every 2 or 3 weeks on average, and has bought between 20 and 25 companies in the last 6 months alone. Also, Apple is planning to unleash a slew of new applications, features, and development tools at its annual software conference next month. To improve its devices and strengthen its connection to customers, the consumer technology giant will continue to walk a fine line between wooing outside application makers while also competing against them. The Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, starts June the 3rd. The company will reveal updates to the operating systems that run the iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and Apple TV. Highlights include upgrades to core iPhone apps such as Maps, Reminders, and Messages, new apps for the Apple Watch that make it more independent from the iPhone, and enhancements to the health tracking capabilities of Apple devices, according to people familiar with the plans. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.